Thank you for joining the Ancestor Doula. And right now we want to learn the meaning of burning a candle. What you want to do is observe what the candle is trying to say to you. Open your mind and allow the candle to talk to you in its own language. If your candle explodes, there are two different ways to interpret this. If it is a protection or reversing candle, it means that the candle protected something from attacking you, and or a lot of negative energy has been directed towards you. If your candle glass cracks, if being used for self-protection, this means that the candle broke the negativity in the environment. This can also mean the presence of secret enemies. If your glass remains clear, your prayer will be granted despite any opposition. If your glass turns black at the top but clears towards the bottom, someone is working against you with the darker the blackening, the stronger the opposition you are facing. He suggests you think positive and persevere. If your candle glass turns entirely black, serious obstacles stand in your way and more work, including uncrossing and negativity removing, needs to be done by a practitioner of your faith. Now, if your candle has a high flame, the spell is going to be effective and work fast. If for prosperity or protection, the environment is clear of negativity. If you have a strong flame, the power that you are calling forth is moving into your desires for manifestation. So if your candle has a single flame, usually one being burnt in matters of love, splitting into two separate flames is believed to indicate a split in the relationship or a division, separation. If by some chance the flame splits into three flames, this indicates someone interfering between the couple or your work to break them up. Now, if you have a blue flame, if this is the predominant color, it is a lack of energy that impedes progress. This can also indicate the presence of a ghost, remnant astral energy. That's what we know of the ghost. It's a remnant of astral energy. Then if your candle has an orange flame, warm feelings and pleasurable times. Red flame, do not let anger and emotions rule your actions. Then if you have candle rings in the flame, that means good news and happiness. If you have a halo, be cautious. Trouble is on the way. Now, if your candle flame crackles, this is thought to mean that the spirits are pleading your case on your behalf. The louder the crackling, the stronger the opposition against you. If your candle flickers, when a candle flame flickers, this signifies the presence of spirits. Now, if your candle do not burn, if the candle is a prosperity or protection candle, this means that other type of spiritual cleansing must be done before the beginning. For example, remove the negativity of the environment before proceeding. The candle flame goes out during the ritual means negativity was directed your way and your spirits were unable to fight it off. If directed towards another, their spirits were able to fight the attack off and have alarmed the individual. Another type of ritual must be performed. And if your candle has a low flame, in regards to prosperity and luck, cleanse your environment. In regards to protection, they are resisting due to a strong spirit, and it will be a while before you see results. It is suggested that you try another spell in combination with the present one to see faster results. And then if it's a weak flame on a bigger candle, this could show that you are facing strong opposition, smoldering. For smoldering, trouble is brewing. Hold on tight. And if you have a jumping flame, spiritual warfare may be occurring on your behalf. If the candle is a war type candle, the person you are trying to affect is fighting back. And if you see a rainbow flame, if your flame is composed of various colors, this indicates that there are outside influences at work that may be beyond the power of the questioner. Colors can show that the question may be best answered at a later date. The factors involved may need a change to develop and evolve for a clearer view. Now, if your candle emits black smoke when lit, this signals that the candle is beginning to remove negative energy from your desire. Now, if your candle emits white smoke when lit, this signals that your prayer will be answered, but not without a struggle. And if the candle smoke wafts towards you, your prayer has been acknowledged and will be granted quickly. And if that smoke goes away from you, perseverance will be needed to achieve your desires. Now, what if that candle smoke turns towards your right? You would need to use a bit of patience with success coming from using your head. And if that candle smoke turns towards your left, you are becoming too emotionally involved with the situation and are in danger of subconsciously sabotaging yourself so that your prayer will not be answered. Now, what if that candle burns the glass totally black? If after the candle burns down and that entire glass is black, it is thought to mean that negativity has been directed towards you. Cleansing your environment and lighting a reversing candle should do. And what if that candle burns the top half of the glass black? If only the top of the glass burns black, this means that the ritual was initially met with negativity before it began to work. And if that candle burns the bottom half of the glass black, if it is a candle for prosperity or luck, negativity was sent your way and the candle detected it. Now, what if that candle burns only on one side? This means that the ritual will only be partway effective. This means that the wrong candle or candle dressing was used. And if your candle has more than one flame, the center or main flame represents you. If being used for protection, each one other than the center one represents an enemy. The candle, including the wick, is on fire. This means that the ritual is being fought off by guardian spirits, but more than likely, the ritual will be successful. Now, how do you put a candle flame out? Placing a plate over the flame, thus allowing the flame to extinguish itself naturally. Use a candle snuffer or wet your forefinger and thumb and quench the flame. What if a candle is extinguished and then relights itself? This means that your guardian spirits do not want you to turn the candle off because they are detecting something good or bad for you. If the candle is turned off, they cannot assist you effectively. What if a 7-day candle burns out before 7 days? This means that the ritual is working fast and another candle must be lit immediately. Money is coming in regards to prosperity ritual. Money is coming in regards to your prosperity ritual. A lot of negativity in regards to reversing spells and in spells of harm that the individual spirit is fighting it off, but it will soon be successful. You can read Marlborough's second book, The Magical Power of the Saint's Evocation and Candle Ritual. And I did get this information from Dr. Aleem and his wife Kadira Bey's book, The Divine Hymns of and Akin.